Welcome to the Art of Marketing podcast with Devin Grillo. Super glad to have you here today. And the question we're really looking to answer is, how do I grow my business? How do I grow my personal brand? And the answer is marketing. How's it going, everybody? It's Devin Grillo here. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. I just wanted to give you a couple tips that I've been thinking about as to why your business isn't growing. And I think a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs just in general, really, their businesses stay stagnant and they never really actually take off. And when you look at it, I mean, you've got tens of thousands of businesses in the US alone, and yet like very few of them actually see significant growth and actually become like a bigger business, right? So I think that the two big reasons that startups, small businesses stay like just are stagnant and they never really see any of that upward trend is just because, so first of all, I think it doesn't matter what business you own, run, or operate, it's because your sales is not where it needs to be. Either if you're selling a service or a product, it really doesn't matter. You need a good sales team. You need somebody, whether it's you or somebody who can act as the face of your company. You need somebody who can be a good salesperson and go out there and sell your product, whether it's on the phone, whether it's face-to-face, going door-to-door, email marketing, whatever it is. Like, you need somebody who's able to be good at convincing and persuading people and really just selling your product. If there's nobody that's good at it, and if you're the business owner and you're not good at it, then you need to find somebody who's good at it. Because, I mean, when you think about it, if you don't have sales, your business is nothing. Your business isn't going anywhere without more sales, more revenue, because sales equals revenue, right? We all know that. So that's tip number one. I think the number one reasons small business owners don't see significant growth is because they don't have like a attractive figure that can go out there and people know and they like them and they trust them and they're just really charismatic and they can sell the product and listen really well to the prospect, and they're just good at selling, right? And so I think that's the first reason that a lot of businesses don't grow. The second reason is because businesses don't invest enough into marketing, or they don't have somebody who's competent enough to really understand what it takes to build a solid marketing strategy and then actually implement it. Because really, the end of the day, it's like, okay, first you've got sales, and then second you've got marketing. But if you're not good at marketing, nobody knows about you, and then you never get the chance to actually sell to somebody. So first you have to get their attention. You have to slap them across the face and say, hey, pay attention to my small business, and then have somebody who can sell them on why they need what you have to offer, or why they should come by your shop, why they should come by your store, whatever it is that you're selling. But marketing and sales, those are the two things. If you don't have those things, your business is never going to grow. And marketing can take on the forms of a lot of different types of marketing, right? You can do traditional marketing, digital marketing. And I don't know, I think if you don't already notice that everybody's shifting to the online world and focusing their attention online, that's really what marketing is it's going to where everybody's at. And I mean, you've got maybe 5% of the population who still reads newspapers and listens to the radio and all that stuff. And so that's fine. I don't think you should completely cut your marketing budget off there. You should have a small percent, but like I said, it should be maybe 5 or 10% of your overall marketing budget is put towards TV and radio ads. And then the rest should be into digital advertising, because that's where the majority of your customers and your clients, their attention is at, right? So it's really simple, I think. I mean, it's a matter of just going to where people are at and then getting their attention and keeping their attention. That's the key. I mean, you can run a big, huge Facebook ad and get like 10,000 people to see it. But then after that, if you don't have like a strategy of consistently like getting their attention and keeping their attention, then that doesn't really do a ton, right? Okay, great. We like a ton of people just saw our ad, but then what? You need a clear call to action. You need a salesperson who's going to follow up and help convert people. And so I don't know. It's just a couple things that I think you really need to keep in mind as like a small business owner, an entrepreneur, wherever you're at in the stage of business. But just those two things: sales, marketing. Those are key. And I think a lot of business owners, they make like a little profit. I know that starting a small business is tough. I know that there's not a ton of like leftover capital to reinvest, but if you can, you should be trying to take that money and reinvest it into sales and marketing. And so I actually have a digital marketing agency, and we offer some extremely affordable digital marketing packages, and they're super comprehensive, really complete. And we've tried to bring the cost down as low as possible so that it can be affordable for the small business owner, because I've worked with tons of small business owners, and I understand that the struggle is really in the pricing. It's not that they don't want it or they don't realize how badly they need it. It's just that they simply can't afford it. They don't have the massive cash flow like a big business potentially would to reinvest into marketing. And so I think that if you've got your head screwed on straight and you're like, I need this, like you really should have, then looking into a marketing package like the one that we offer at Refined Connection would be super beneficial to you. And really, when you go and look at other digital marketing agencies, you're going to see that they're expecting you to pay $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a month for most of their marketing packages. And I'm not saying that what you get isn't quality. Like what they deliver is great, but for the price point, that's so out of most people's budget. And so we've created these marketing packages that start like at $500 a month. And so they're complete, they're comprehensive. You get everything you need and it's affordable. And then we work very personally with you. And I think that we've had a lot of success with that and doing that in the past. So if you're interested in it, you can visit www.refineconnection.com and check one out, or feel free to contact me on social media. You can find me at Devin Grillo, and I'd be happy to chat with you and see how we can better help you and grow your small business. Because that's honestly what we're genuinely passionate about doing, is helping you guys and finding a solution really that works with you, your finances, your budget, your timeline, everything. Like we are passionate about making stuff work for you guys, and that's why our price points are where they're at. And so really appreciate you guys tuning in today and listening. Hopefully we'll see you again soon.